right, so a couple of days ago, Judicial Watch, I mean, this is the watchdog group that makes sure that, things don't get away on us, right? I mean, Judicial Watch has done an incredible bit of work and announced a couple of days ago that it had received 35 pages of records of communications between former FBI official Peter Strzok and his girlfriend and FBI attorney Lisa Page that show the attorney representing three of Hillary Clinton's aides met with senior FBI officials. And that's pretty startling, to say the least. In March of 2016, a pair of emails show that then FBI General Counsel James Baker and then FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe discussed meeting with attorney Beth Wilkinson, who was representing aides Cheryl Mills, Heather Samuelson, Jake Sullivan, and Philip Raines. This all coming to us from Judicial Watch now. The FBI officials discussed holding discreet meetings with Wilkinson in secure locations that were set up to avoid any stakeouts by the press. In a separate Judicial Watch Freedom of Information lawsuit, U.S. District Judge Royce Lambert said that he was dumbfounded that Cheryl Mills had been given immunity and was allowed to accompany former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to her FBI interview. I had myself found that Cheryl Mills had committed perjury and lied under oath in a published opinion I had issued in a Judicial Watch case where I found her unworthy of belief. And I was quite shocked to find out she had been given immunity in by the Justice Department in Hillary Clinton's email case. So I did not know that until I read the IG report and learned that she had accompanied the secretary to her interview. Now, that's quite a damning comment from a federal judge. Royce Lambert, dumbfounded at what he had learned. Him saying that he believed Cheryl Mills committed perjury, lying under oath. In an email exchange with Deputy Assistant Director to the Counterintelligence Division, John Maffa, Strzok discussed Clinton aide's laptops and that Wilkinson said the laptops in the FBI's possession did not contain the 60,000 emails in question. She also said that the two laptops that had them are personal laptops of Mills and Samuelson still in use at the time. Now, the document production is in response to a Judicial Watch January 24, 2018 lawsuit that was filed after the Justice Department failed to respond to a December 4, 2017 FOIA request. Strzok and Page were lead investigators in the Clinton email and Russia collusion investigations. The records include this. On March 1, 2016, an unidentified official from the FBI Office of General Counsel asked Baker if he'd had a chance to speak with Wilkinson, noting that the counter-espionage section wants to reach out to discuss scheduling additional interviews but wanted some feedback from you first, Baker replies. Just did. She appreciated the heads up about the pending press articles. She wants to meet with the DD, that's the deputy director, but can only meet on the weekends right now. I'll check her availability and his availability. In a follow-up email thread on 4 March, Wilkinson tells Baker she would be able to do the meeting with McCabe that day. Baker forwards the note to McCabe saying, Andy, do you want to try to do this today? Copies numerous FBI officials, including Michael Steinbach, Bill Pristap, Tricia Anderson, and Lisa Page. Page forwards the note to Strzok. Peter Strzok then tells Page that he's been talking to DOJ. They, that's George Toscas and the CES, have strong opinions about it. Call me, Page replies. He's not calling. Don't worry about it, Strzok then adds. Also, you need to know that she discussed, and I can tell you over lunch, part of that's redacted. It goes on and on and on. These people are neck deep in all of this. And I'm going to tell you, that's why all of these investigations by Horowitz and John Durham and Bill Barr heading it all up is important to the preservation of the truth. First uncovering the truth and then preserving it. That's what we're looking at right here. It's exactly what we're looking at right here. All right, as I talked about here at length yesterday. Don't worry about it. Well, we'll do it next time, Alex. Only 4 minutes there. Anyhow, before we leave, yesterday's big story was Brenda Lawrence, of course. In an interview on tape, saying Brenda Lawrence being a plus 30 member of Congress, a Democrat plus 30 district. That's right. She won by more than 30 points in 2018 in the midterms, saying over the weekend Sunday to a reporter, in a program not unlike this one, that she saw no value in impeachment. And, of course, then her phone blew up because she's a plus 30 Democrat. Nancy can't have that. It just shows that Nancy Pelosi not in control the way she thinks she might be. And I want you to hear, in case there's any doubt, because then Brenda Lawrence came back yesterday. No, that's not, I didn't say that. It's not what I meant. You listen to what she said. Here it is from BS Radio News. LaDuff is the guy's name doing the interview. Bite number four, go.
There's a couple things that happen in impeachment. You can censure. You don't have to remove the president. So there's different levels of activities that you can take under the articles of impeachment.
Oh.
We are so close to an election. I will tell you, sitting here knowing how divided this country is, I don't see the value of taking him out of office.
Yeah, don't see the value of taking him out of office. And that's exactly what she said. That's exactly what she said. And then she said, I didn't say that. It's pretty clear what you said, Brenda Lawrence. It's okay. She's been on this program many times. Next time she's on, I'll ask her about it. Because it sounds like that's exactly what she meant, that there is no value in impeachment 11 months or less now before the election. You know, well, by the time we get to Jerry Nadler, who's going to have more impeachment hearings starting next Wednesday, a week from today, December the 4th. By the time we get there, it will be less than 11 months till the election. But they're going to try, the Democrats, are going to try their level best to ramrod this through before Christmas and get an impeachment vote before Christmas. The problem being is it's backfiring. It's not working. The polling numbers quite clear on this. Impeachment does not poll. And in fact, a recent survey done of independents, what are the top? And they're given 11 things to choose from. The top priority that you have, your issues, 11 things to choose from. Impeachment, dead last. Dead last. And that's where people are with this. They don't care. They don't. All right, so tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And when it's all done, are you going to be ready finally to go ahead and lose the weight? If you're somebody that has the need to lose weight, are you going to be ready? Because I'm ready to help you get there with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. It's a custom plan. It's real food. It's not a joke. It worked for me. I lost 40 pounds. It's been a couple of years now. I feel great still. You can find out more at GruberHealth.com. My friends at My Pure Health Solutions are going to help you out. Go to GruberHealth.com. If you listen to this program, you know I'm telling you the truth. GruberHealth.com. It's your chance to lose weight and feel great. You can put it off, but why? Time to take charge of your life, and that's something to give thanks for. Back in a moment on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds.
And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college. Absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job. You know, something I love.
I want to travel. See the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.